皆様、本日はフィル・ヘンドリーエアをご利用いただき誠にありがとうございます。この飛行機は地上3万フィートを飛行してまいります。また通信、本日機内ではゴジラを用意しております。またパールハーバー。 And now here's Phil。
Phil Henry Show at 1-800-449-8686. Welcome to Relationships on the Line, and this is part three in our series discussing problems between men and women and how to solve them. Larry is going to join us. He is a listener of ours from Northridge. And what you hear this evening, really, I think I'm very proud of this particular feature on our program, because you do hear people really being honest and coming to the table with real life problems and sharing them with us. And I am perhaps more than anyone appreciative of that. We're going to talk to Larry. He is on the line with us from Northridge. We do pre-screen all of the people who appear here on Relationships on the Line. And Larry, first of all, I want to ask you, how old are you?
Phil, I'm 35.
35 years of age.
Yes, sir.
Can you tell me what has been going on in your life right now? I got some of the information and some of the details from Mike, and I want you to also know that you don't have to say anything you don't want to say, and you can take your time, okay?
I appreciate it.
Okay, so what is the major stumbling block right now? You're not married?
No, I'm involved in a three-year relationship with a young lady who I met. I did some political fundraising here in the state of California. I met her during that time. I have been divorced from my wife for 4 years, my ex-wife from 4 years. We've got three children who I do see regularly, and I've been involved in this relationship now for the past couple of years. It took me a while to recover from my divorce, but I'm happy to say that I was able to reinvolve myself in dating and socializing, and Sheila's a lady who means a great deal to me.
What is the problem currently?
The problem is that I have, within the last couple of months, begun to experience a dysfunction, sexual dysfunction. And my girlfriend has been very patient with me. She has been very understanding. But it's gotten to a point where I'm expected to visit a physician for the problem, and we have had some discussion about that.
All right, you are sexually dysfunctional, correct? Meaning you're impotent?
That is the status right now. And in talking about this with my girlfriend, and we are or had been sexually active, it was her recommendation that I visit a urologist or a general internist to have a complete physical.
Are you resisting that idea?
I am. She wants me to visit a medical doctor to see if I have this problem.
Then you're resisting that idea?
I am, yes.
Why?
Because I know that physically I'm all right.
How do you know that?
Because I know that physically there's nothing wrong with me.
But you're not a doctor, sir, correct?
Yes, that is correct.
Then how do you know that physically you are okay?
I'm fairly confident that I'm not.
But again, I have to keep asking you this question. How do you know this?
Because I have done this for myself.
You've masturbated?
Yes, sir.
All right. Well, then, why not? I don't understand. Why not share this information with her?
This is what I told the man who answers your phone and produces your show, Mr. Schaefer.
Yeah, Mike Schaefer.
I said to him, and he asked me the same question. If I know that I'm physically all right, and if I know that I'm not sexually dysfunctional, why don't I just tell my girlfriend that I know this because I, you know.
You spend a little alone time with yourself, is what you're saying.
That is correct, yes.
So why not tell her that you are okay physically, because you know for a fact that you can perform, you know, for whatever reason you can't with her, but why not tell her that?
Because it is a death sentence for any man to tell a woman that he is doing that for himself while he's involved in a relationship with her. If you tell women that, they will go absolutely wild. They will get absolutely insane. And if they find out that you're doing this for yourself and not with them, it is not something you share with a woman.
You cannot tell your girlfriend then that you know for a fact that you are not dysfunctional, that you physically you're okay because you've been...
I've been doing that, yeah.
You've been... Whatever we want to...
Pulling root or whatever you want to call it, but yeah, I've been doing that.
And you won't tell her that?
Because if you tell a woman that, I can assure you that when women find that out, they go wild. They are absolutely, it angers them, and I don't want to take that to that level in our relationship. And...
Well, here is a possible way out, okay, Larry?
Yes, sir.
Why not, if you know that you're physically fine, why not go ahead, okay, and go to the doctor and take the physical, all right, and...
Well, then of course, she's going to find out that...
Well, hold on. I know she's going to find out that physically you're okay, but then you'll obviously have to go to a psychologist or a therapist because that obviously is where your problem lies, all right?
Well, I'm afraid for on a number of different levels. If I go to the physical, if I go to a doctor and I get a physical and he tells me that I'm fine, which I already know that I am, and then I go to a therapist or to some kind of a psychologist or a counselor, then I guess the question that I would have for him or that I would have for you, does that mean that I have to stop doing this or do what he would recommend?
You mean, in other words, you would ask the psychologist, do you have to stop playing with yourself, essentially?
I would want to know that, yeah. Do I have to? Or can I keep doing it?
This is a tough question, and I'm not sure. Do you want to keep on playing with yourself, or do you want to have a normal relationship with your girlfriend?
It's not that I don't want to have a normal relationship with her. It's that when she comes home from work at night, I am pretty much taken care of by that point. And so I...
Well, what do you do? Are you working right now?
Currently, I'm between jobs.
You're currently between jobs?
Yes.
So you're at home taking care of yourself in a sexual way, so that when she comes home at night, you're living with her?
Yes, I do live with her. She lives here along with me, and my mother also lives with us.
All right, so when she comes home at night...
She comes home, I'm pretty much... I'm all right. I've taken care of myself. And then she starts in, and she... So, do I have to stop?
Well, if you're spending all day long doing that with yourself...
I've got a number of magazines and... See, I don't want her to know. More than anything else, I don't want her to know.
You don't want her to know that you are spending your days doing that with yourself and you cannot perform with her sexually at night.
She knows that I can't.
No, I know she knows that you can't at night, but you don't want her to know that during the day you're doing that.
You cannot tell a woman that. If you're in a relationship with a woman... And
you feel pretty definite about this. How do you know?
It's just something that I know about women. They want to believe that they are the object of your passion. And if you let them know that you're taking care of yourself using magazines and other aids, they go crazy. And they get very angry. And I had this discussion with my wife.
So you do have previous experience?
I do, to a level, yeah. And so I don't want her to know that. And
well, there's something going on with you psychologically. Wouldn't you agree with that?
Well, I know that physically I'm fine.
I understand that, but there's something going on with you psychologically.
No, I don't believe so.
Why?
Because there's nothing wrong with me psychologically. I'm very attracted to women, and I'm very much, in fact, I have a great deal of sexual energy. You know, it's just that by the time she gets home at night, I'm pretty much through. I'm spent.
You're spending all day sitting in your house or your apartment there with your magazines so that by the time she gets home, you're not ready for her.
It's something, that's the kind of passion that I have, and that's the kind of attraction I have for women.
Yeah, but your passion for women extends to magazines, and when your girlfriend gets home...
It's just that I'm a little bit worn out, and that's another thing that I'd want to ask the doctor. Am I wearing it out? Because I understand you can do it so much, you'll wear it out, or I don't know. I guess it sounds kind of juvenile.
I don't know either. Hold on here for just a second. His name is Larry. He's calling us from Northridge. he has a dysfunctional problem in his sex life. His girlfriend has recommended going to a doctor. He says there's nothing wrong with him physically because, frankly, he spends all day taking care of himself. But so that by the time she gets home at night, he's not ready for her at all. He doesn't want to tell her that that's what he's doing all day long for fear she'll get angry that he's spending his time doing that. This is Relationships on the Line. 1-800-449-8686, The Phil Hendry Show. Phil Hendry Show, and welcome back to Relationships on the Line. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. Larry is with us. He lives in Northridge, California, and he has experienced sexual dysfunction for the last 2 months with his girlfriend. She recommends that he go to a doctor, a physical doctor. He knows there's nothing physically wrong with him because he is spending each and every day, all day long, masturbating, if you'll pardon the graphic nature of this, but I think you'll understand when we talk to Larry. You don't think that this has anything to do with not wanting to be with her?
Well, I don't know. It's not that I don't want to be with her. I do want to be with my girlfriend. I love her very much. It's that by the time she gets home from work, I'm worn out.
You're worn out from spending all day looking at magazines?
Well, I think you're making it sound as if it's not...
Take your time if you need to.
It's not that I am spending all day, sir. It's that I'm taking care of my needs, yes.
You're taking care of your needs by playing with yourself all day long so that when she gets home, you're worn out, as you put it.
It's what I would want to ask a doctor, and what I would either ask a medical doctor or a psychologist or therapist is, can you wear it out? And that's what I'm afraid I'm doing.
Then there is something physically wrong with you.
There may be. Right now, it's not worn out yet. But that's what I'm afraid of, that's all.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Here is Vancouver on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, hi.
Hi, well, I just was listening on my way home from work, and there is something wrong going on with Larry. Otherwise, he wouldn't be choosing to spend all day looking at magazines, taking care of himself over having sex with a partner. But then,
well, I do. I love her very much.
I understand that, but if, you know, you also said that she goes off for work every day and you've already taken care of your needs, by the time she gets home that night, why don't you guys just have sex in the morning before
she gets to work?
Well,
that's a good question. I do, for whatever reason, she is up and at the makeup table and in the bathroom by the time I wake up. There isn't a lot of time in the morning because of the fact that she is getting up and she's on her way to work.
Why not set the alarm early?
Yeah.
And do it then.
Well, we have done that.
So you have tried that in the morning?
Yes, sir, we did.
And what were the results?
As I said, I have had a dysfunctional problem now for a couple of months. My concern is...
So you're not able to perform with her even in the morning?
No, sir, I'm not. At least the couple of times we tried, no.
What is your concern?
My concern was that I wore it out. I don't know if I'm doing it too much.
Well, obviously, if you're spending all day long, and maybe the caller can back me up on this, if you're spending all day long...
Well, what is so funny about this? Because what's hanging in the balance is my relationship with someone that I love very much.
Well, if you love her, you wouldn't be calling concerned about where your relationship's going to go because of this. But if you love her as much as you do, I mean, I think you owe it to her then to hold off for a day or two, taking care of yourself and take care of her so you take care of each other together.
Well, I don't think it's natural to ask a man who's in a committed relationship to hold off on having sex.
No, I'm saying not have sex by yourself. Wait a day, 24 hours, 48 hours, so that you are excited to see her and be with her and have a normal, healthier sexual relationship with her together.
What I'm saying is, and I would agree in part with the caller, you need to go to a...
You think I need a head shrinker?
I think you do. I think you do. I think you do. I think you have an addiction there, and I think you need to go and talk to this guy.
What about the physical doctor? Because I'm afraid, because I'm attracted to her. I've got no problem making love to my girlfriend.
Yeah, except that physically you can't.
Well, when you're home alone doing this by yourself, do you ever have problems actually, you know, having an erection, getting it done? By...
No, are you kidding me? I've got some tremendous material that I utilize, anything from Hustler to, I mean, I understand I'm speaking to a lady, so I don't want to be, but I've got some tremendous material to go to.
Well, I believe you when you say that, but obviously then you haven't worn anything out and you don't have a physical problem, so I personally...
No, but I'm afraid that I'm wearing it out during the day to when she gets home, it's worn out.
Well, that's possible. I mean, but I would still think if you say you're attracted to her, you say you love her, you care about her.
I love her very deeply, yes.
Well, I think you should hold off for a day of taking care of yourself and take care of her one night when she comes home. Change your habits. Change your timetable.
I feel very emotional about this.
All right, sir. Take a moment if you need.
Is the lady saying that I'm supposed to stop, that I got to stop doing it?
Well, if your concern is you're going to lose this relationship over not having a sexual relationship, then you're going to, and you can't do both. You obviously don't seem to be able to take care of your own needs and take care of hers.
Can I ask you a question as long as I have you on the line? Isn't it true that women, if my girlfriend found out that I was wearing it out, or I mean that I was doing this, she'd be upset, right?
You know, I heard you saying that earlier, and I have to, I don't know how old your girlfriend is.
My girlfriend's she's 28.
Okay, because I'm 33, and 6 or 8 years ago, I would have taken that personally. I would have thought that it meant that I wasn't enough or I wasn't doing enough. Now that, you know, years later, in a good, healthy, stable relationship, I realize that is a normal thing. Guys do it. I mean, if they're doing it every day to where they can't perform with me, that would be a problem.
Does that help you, Larry?
It's interesting.
Tell you what, let's take a minute here. I'm going to take a break. I thank the lady for her call in Vancouver tonight. Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you.
And you take a break and think about this, okay?
It's just that I don't want her to think that I don't love her, but by the time she gets home, there's not much left there, you know?
I got it. We'll be right back. The Phil Hendry Show.
30.000 piedi e cappuccino. Il volo di stasera offrirà Al Pacino e devo inoltre annunciare che Mafia. And now... Here is Phil.
It's the Phil Hendry Show at 1-800-449-8686, and this is Relationships on the Line. Larry is calling us from Northridge, California tonight. For the past 2 months, he has been sexually dysfunctional. He has not been able to have normal relations with his girlfriend, and she is suggesting that he see a physical doctor. He is assuring us that he has no physical problem because he's spending... each and every day in his house or apartment taking care of himself physically so that by the time she gets home at night, you're all worn out, is the way you put that, Larry.
That's correct.
Do you see any relationship at all? I mean, I see a very clear relationship here between the fact that you're using, you know, that you're getting worn out in the daytime and not being ready for her at night. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, there's a lot of sense to that, but I need this. I guess what I'm trying to say is I need the stimulation of the daytime to get me ready for it too.
I don't understand.
Well, I have a lot of different magazines, as I was saying, that I use during the day, and by the time because when she comes home, because I've been with her for 2 years and. There's not a lot going on, I mean, in terms of, you know, she's kind of the same person, okay? And I need to look at something different to get me ready for her.
In other words, she's not exciting to you?
No, I love her very much.
No, you've said you love her, but is she exciting? Is she physically exciting to you?
Well, when you're with someone, Mr. Hendry, for a couple of years, that begins to kind of settle down a little bit. So you need to get stimulated for her. And that's what I do during the daytime to try to get myself stimulated for her, but then I get worn out.
So you're doing this during the daytime to try to get stimulated?
Yes, sir, because I'm very frightened that I have a dysfunctional problem, so each and every day I realize that I don't because I'm taking care of myself, and I want to have it ready for her, and then I get worn out, and
It doesn't sound to me like she's very attractive to you.
No, sir, that is not true at all. She's very attractive.
Well, it doesn't sound like that way to me. If you got to spend the entire day getting ready for her, as you say, to the point that you're worn out. I'm quoting you directly. I'm writing your comments down. Let's go to another call here. This is Milwaukee, Oregon on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hi.
Yes.
Hi. I just wanted to say, Larry, I think you need to tell her. Women don't have a problem with that. It's actually a normal thing. My boyfriend and I have been together for a year and a half. We have a healthy relationship, and I think part
of
your
problem. What do you mean? He does that?
He does that, and I know it.
She'll go nuts.
And it's okay.
She'll go absolutely nuts.
I think part of your problem is you think it's such a bad secret. You're not letting yourself go when you're with her. I think that's what your problem. If you know.
She'll go crazy.
Oh, I think you should try it. If you've been together 2 years, I don't think you should have a problem talking to her.
But what do I say?
Just say this is something.
Tell her that you're getting worn out during the daytime.
Just
playing with yourself.
Just tell her something you enjoy doing. I don't think it's the fact that, I mean, like I said, I can do it 3 or 4 times a day, and I could never wear it out. I think it's that you think
it's... Well, obviously a woman doesn't have the same performance problems a man does.
Well, he doesn't have a problem either, but I think you think it's such a secret.
Well, is your boyfriend doing it, or, I mean, is he doing that?
Oh, he's very... Yes, we do it. And
No. I mean, is he doing it?
He takes care of himself sometimes.
Okay, but does he wear it out?
No.
He's not wearing it out. The woman is saying to you... You know, that there's no... You sound like you're probably really healthy.
Yeah, exactly.
The complete opposite of what you fear is you're wearing it out, for crying out loud, every day you sit in your apartment. Which, by the way, I got to tell you something, Larry, if you don't mind me saying, sitting in an enclosed room day after day with magazines, playing with yourself, man...
Doesn't sound very healthy, does it?
No, it doesn't. It sounds like a creepy life.
Why don't you try different things with her? Something different to make it interesting with her. There's a lot of different things you can do.
Well, she found one of my magazines.
And she had a problem with that?
Yeah, she had a problem because it was see, I think sex is sex. I don't differentiate. And I can get stimulated looking at men or women, it doesn't matter.
So what did she find? One of the magazines with guys in it?
Yeah, she did.
Well,
so what are you doing, man? Are you sitting around all day long playing with yourself, looking at magazines that were filled with guys?
Some of them, yeah.
But see, sex is sex. You can get that anywhere.
Right. I don't think that there's a problem with that.
Yeah, but did she have a problem?
Yeah, that's what I'm telling you. She doesn't like the fact that I have a magazine. She doesn't know that I'm doing what I'm doing.
Now you're telling me that she found magazines with guys.
Yeah.
And she doesn't like that part. She might be scared. She might not know what that means.
Well, what is it supposed to mean?
You tell us.
Larry, I think the story's coming out in dribs and drabs, okay? First of all, you're sitting all day long playing with yourself. Now you got magazines with nude guys.
Well, I hope you're not saying what I think you're saying.
What you tell me, what am I saying?
That I'm gay?
I'm not saying you're gay. Maybe you're bisexual.
Right, if they both stimulate you, that might be.
Right, that could be it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, boy.
Well, I mean, don't kill yourself.
So what you're saying is I'm almost gay. God damn it.
Don't worry about it, man.
Oh, don't worry about it. All my life I've been one. Am I almost gay? Am I almost gay?
Well, it depends on what you need and what you enjoy. You know, if your girlfriend doesn't make you happy, you have to look at what you enjoy and what makes you happy.
So I'm almost a gay man.
What do you mean you're almost a gay man? You got a girlfriend that you love. Although you say you have to spend all day getting ready for her, and then you're worn out.
You said bisexual. That's almost gay.
No, that's bisexual.
But it's almost gay, isn't it?
What's the hang-up with almost gay? I want to thank the lady. Thank you, ma'am, for your call.
You're welcome.
What's the hang-up with that?
That's what it is, though, isn't it? Bisexual is almost gay.
Yeah, it's almost gay, but guess what else?
What?
It's almost straight.
Oh, so I'm not quite straight. I'm almost straight. Thank you.
Well, if you're going to start getting crazy...
No, you made the comment that being... bisexual is almost straight, which certainly says that it's not straight.
You got magazines with nude guys, pal. I'm just saying there's stuff happening here. There's stuff happening here that you got to deal with, okay?
So you think I need the head shrinker?
I definitely think you need to talk to somebody to sort this stuff out.
But this program that I'm on tonight is called Relationships on the Line. And
yeah, it's about relationships, but this is more about you than it is about your relationship with your girlfriend.
Oh, she's all right, and I'm not.
Well, I don't know anything about her, man, but sounds to me like there's a little working out of issues that you have. I don't know. Northridge on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
I just have a quick comment. It looks like Larry took this on a curve, though. But first of all, I wanted to mention...
I'm sorry.
Oh, you took it on a curve a little bit. First, I was just concerned about your relationship and about you personally, because I definitely believe you have both a physical and a mental problem, because obviously you're not able to perform by the time your girlfriend arrives.
I just think all it is a little dysfunctional problem.
Well, maybe it is, but...
You know.
Maybe it is, but I've been dating a guy. I was dating a guy for about 4 years. Never did we even bring up the comment or the word, you know, to masturbate. It was never brought up. It was just not in our relationship.
Yeah, because if he found out,
you'd go nuts, wouldn't you? No, I wouldn't, because actually
nuts.
I never knew about it until now. I'm dating this new guy. We've been dating for about 9 months. He masturbates at least twice a day on a daily basis, and we still have wonderful sex.
Twice a day, that's nothing compared to me.
I'm saying at least.
Well, what are you doing?
Probably five or six times a day.
No, not that often.
This guy, five or six times?
Yes.
5 or 6 times a day?
Yes, sir.
Larry, you're very healthy, man. Problem is, you're not attracted to your girlfriend. You're probably bisexual. And you need to break up with her. And you need to go to a head shrinker.
Oh, I got to do a lot of things, according to you. Break up with my girlfriend, admit to myself that I'm almost gay, and go to a head shrinker.
I think he needs to go to a shrink. Maybe it'll help.
Well, what's wrong with me? What are you saying is wrong with me?
I'm not saying there's anything wrong with you. I'm saying maybe you just need to step back and take a look at the direction you want to go. Maybe you're just experimenting.
I'm telling you that she is great looking.
Well, she might be great looking, but you know what about you though? What do you want?
I just like to look at the magazines.
And you get.
I get ready for her.
You get ready for her.
No, you don't get
ready. By the time she arrives, you're not ready, so you don't get ready for her. You're getting ready for yourself.
You're all worn out.
I tried an experiment 2 weeks ago, and it was the hardest thing I think I've ever had to do in my life. I waited and I waited because I know she gets home at 6:30, because she drives in from the West Valley. Okay, so I know she gets home at 6:30. So I waited and I waited. At about 6:15, I broke out the magazines to get myself ready.
Yeah,
and it didn't do no good.
How long have you been doing this?
Well, probably for like last 7 or 8 years.
Well, then you've been doing it for a long time. Then you shouldn't be wearing yourself out. Maybe it's about your girlfriend. I'm almost gay. I'm not saying that. Maybe it's about your girlfriend. Maybe you're not interested in her.
I don't think you're interested in her, man. What do you mean you waited and waited until 6:15, broke out the magazines, and you were still worn out?
I wore it out.
In 15 minutes you wore it out?
Yes. And I've got you and this lady saying that I'm near gay.
Well, maybe you should say that you're near gay, too. Maybe that's what you want to hear.
Say it, Larry.
What?
Say that you're gay.
No, I will not, because I find women attractive. So you're saying that
you can find women attractive, you can find men attractive. Because I find women attractive does not mean that I'm gay, that I'm lesbian.
But you're in the vicinity of gayness. You're in the metropolitan area.
I mean, you have.
What do you mean she's in the metropolitan area of gayness?
I'm saying that she's, you know, around the corner from it.
Maybe that's what you're trying to say about yourself.
That's right. And I think that's what the point of this conversation has been. Thank you, ma'am, for your call.
Okay, thank you.
And Larry, I think you've got an awful lot to... I just think you have an awful lot to chew on. And
what is that supposed to mean?
I'm sorry?
What's that? I have an awful lot to chew on.
I'm not saying anything. What I'm saying is that you've got your hands around...
I got my hands around what?
I'm not saying anything.
So I got something in my mouth and I got my hands on something. Is that what you're...
No, I'm saying that you got an awful lot for you to... You have an... How can I put this, okay?
No, I got an awful lot in my mouth and I have an awful lot in my hand.
No, sir, I did not say that, okay? The point that I'm trying to tell you is that you have an awful lot to work through.
Oh, I've got something to put it through, huh?
Okay, just hang on, you paranoid weird freak. What? Cue the mute. This is Relationships on the Line. This is Relationships on the Line. I'm Phil Hendry. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show at 1-800-449-8686. Larry's with us from Northridge. We're finding out all kinds of interesting things about you, Larry. You spend most of your time during the day taking care of yourself sexually. You don't have any time for your girlfriend at night. You've been dysfunctional with her for the last couple of months. You are also getting turned on by male erotica. And you are worried now that that makes you, as you put it, quote, almost gay.
I've got a question, and I think back on the...
Yeah, but you're worried about almost being gay, and I said, well, you're almost straight, and you didn't like that.
No, but my question is, if I'm gay, do I have to make love to my girlfriend?
I don't understand your question.
If I am gay, would I have to make love to her?
You don't have to do anything that you don't want to do, okay? If you're gay, I guess that would presume that you would not want to. Do you want to?
Yes, I do. But I'm just saying, if I were gay, would I have to?
The answer to that, I think, would still be a no.
All right.
Does that help you?
Yes, sir.
Norcross on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, hi.
Larry, first of all, I don't think you're gay at all. Just because you look at magazines and are aroused by male figures does not mean you're gay. If the thought of actually having sex with a man...
What about being almost...
You're not almost, you're not anything. You're just having sexual arousals from looking at pictures.
You're not
trying to sleep with another man, are you?
Am I what?
You're not trying to sleep with another man.
Are you?
Not currently, no.
Okay.
I'm answering the lady honestly.
All right.
You're currently between jobs, right?
I'm between jobs, yeah.
I'd like to know, you seem like you have a very high libido, very high sexual tension. What did you do when you worked all day? What did you do all day with
all this
sexual...
Well, when I was working, I was doing a lot of political fundraising up and down the state of California, so I did not have too much time with my wife. In other words, I traveled for a living.
Now, what did you do when you weren't able to pleasure yourself all day long?
Well, I would get home and do it. I'd get back to the apartment or get back to the hotel room and do it.
Was your wife never at home to catch you before you did it?
No, my wife would be at home, I mean, on weekends and things, but she also works, too.
So when's the last time you had sex with a woman?
I don't understand the nature of your question, sir, and I'm not sure that I like it.
No, but I mean, you just said that while you were married, you were up and down the state of California and you were involved with all of this stuff. When's the last time you had sex with a woman?
I think that's a little personal.
Well, I don't think that you're wearing yourself out. What I think that has happened is that you've desensitized your sexual organ to actual intercourse with a woman. Your sexual organ is so used to your hand and it likes it, that's all it responds to.
Boy, you're kidding. You're kidding, right?
No, that's what it responds to. You have no problem with it, do you?
Some kind of a gag?
No,
it's not a gag. The lady's making, she's making perfect sense.
You have no problem taking care of your needs with that. It's only when you try to...
So it's me and my hand.
It's you and your hand.
Well, that's the way it's got to be.
Does that make you happy?
I get along with my hand pretty good.
Weird. Get it?
My gland.
the story of your life, Larry. Been relationships on the line. Sorry for wasting your time.
I had a pretty good story to tell.
Your story sucked.